Okay, welcome to the Shiur, Parshas Lech Lechos on Sforno. Welcome to the Shiur Sforno, Parshas Lech Lecha. Couple of issues that come up in the Sforno's commentary, the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. First of all, a theme that the Sforno develops, in contrast to other Mefarshim, is that the Milos, the special qualities of Eretz Yisrael, were known to Avraham Avinu even before HaKadosh Baruch Hu guided him to that land. This comes into play already at the end of Parshas Noach, where already when he's still with Terach, so Terach, Avram, Nachor, Liv, or Kazdim, to go to Haran, and they're on the way to go to Eretz Yisrael. The end of Perek Yud Aleph. Vayikach Terach es Avram beno, v'yeslo ben Haran ben beno, v'yesorai kaloso eshes Avram beno, v'yeitzu itami ur kazdim l'leches Eretz Kanan. So already they're going to Eretz Yisrael, even before there's any, seemingly before there's any tzivoy, there's any command from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The command from HaKadosh Baruch Hu only begins at the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. We find another odd, something noteworthy, the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. Hashem comes to Avram, and he says, Lech Lecha el ha'aretz asher areka. Go to the land which I'm going to show you. In other words, it seems like he doesn't specify the land. And immediately after hearing this commandment, it says, Vayikach Avram es Sarai ishto, v'yeslot ben achiv. Avram takes his wife Sarai, Lot, he takes all of their possessions, and they go to Eretz Yisrael. Who mentioned Eretz Yisrael? Why on earth is he going to Eretz Yisrael? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, El ha'aretz asher areka, to the land which I'm going to show you. How did Avraham Avinu come to the conclusion that this was Eretz Yisrael? So different Mefarshim have different answers to both of these questions, including switching the chronology around. The Ibn Ezra suggests that the tzivoy, the commandment of Lech Lecha el ha'aretz asher areka, is actually told to Avraham Avinu at the end of Parshas Noach, before Terach et al. Start going on their way to Eretz Yisrael. But the Svarno, starting at the end of Parshas Noach, suggests a very different approach. He says that in the end of Parshas Noach, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, they went, L'leches Eretz Kanan, Hamuchenes o gram hamailos bemuskalos. Eretz Yisrael already was known to be a place that would contribute to people's spiritual growth. Uritsuyo mikol ha'aratzos. And it was something that was desirable above and beyond all other lands. Ka'amro, Eretz asher Hashem Elokecha doresh osa. As the Pasuk says, Devarim Perek Yud Aleph, this is the land which HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts His special hashgacha on, His special providence on, above and beyond all of the other countries. Now granted, that Pasuk was told to Klal Yisrael at the end of the 40 years in the desert, but the Sfarno suggests that it's not something that's unique to the connection that Klal Yisrael has to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has this special providential element about it, going back to the very beginning of time. So for instance, Lohuzak Avira Begeshem Hamabul Kavir Koshar Haratzos, Eretz Yisrael wasn't impacted upon by the Mabul. How do we know that, by the way? It's a Pasuk in Yechezkel. Yechezkel Chof Beis Chof Dalid Lo Gushma Biyom Zoam. The Pasuk in Yechezkel says that it wasn't rained upon on the day of Hashem's anger. In other words, that the rain didn't come to Eretz Yisrael during the Mabul. Ukvar amru zichronim livrach avir shel Eretz Yisrael machkim. Chazal say that the environment, the very air of Eretz Yisrael makes a person wise. So in other words, Eretz Yisrael has all of these milos. It has all of these positive qualities since the beginning of time. And that was something that was not a mystery. That was known to everyone. I guess they knew. They had a tradition based on people who had been alive at the time, that Eretz Yisrael wasn't impacted upon by the Mabul. And when Terach, together with Avram and Sarah, made their way to Eretz Yisrael, they already knew that Eretz Yisrael was a holy land, was a special land, was a land in which a person could grow
in a spiritual sense. So if that's the case, what exactly was the tzivui? What exactly was the commandment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, El Ha'aretz Asher Ar'eko? You now have a commandment to go to the land which I'm going to show you. Well, take three guesses. What's going to be the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give to Avraham Avinu? Everybody knew already that this was such a special land. So the Sfarno interprets the pasuk differently. El Ha'aretz Asher Ar'eko, this is now the first comment in Parshas Lech Lecha. El Hamakom Me Ha'aretz Asher Ar'eko Oso B'maros Elokim. El Ha'aretz Asher Ar'eko, to the land which I'm going to show you, does not refer to Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu knew that he was going to Eretz Yisrael. But what portion within Eretz Yisrael would be the area where Avraham Avinu would set up shop? Avraham Avinu knew that he was destined for Eretz Yisrael. But Ha'aretz Asher Ar'eko doesn't mean the country which I'm going to show you. It means the region within the country where I'm going to show you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avraham Avinu, your mission now is to go to the special country, Eretz Yisrael, find the special place in Eretz Yisrael, and that place is going to be where you will commence your operations within Eretz Yisrael to spread the Dvar Hashem within that country. Continues the Sfarno, Lefikach Avar Ba'aretz, Velonata Ahalo Ar Hamakom Shinira Elov Shom HaKel Yisbarach. That's why we find that when Avraham Avinu comes into the land, he doesn't just put himself down the first place that he can. It says, Vayavur Avram Ba'aretz. Avraham Avinu made his way. He was traveling through the land. Where was he traveling? Where was he going? What was he doing? He knew that he had to go to Eretz Yisrael, but he didn't know specifically where in Eretz Yisrael he was supposed to set up shop. So he was waiting for this divine communication to know where he should plant himself. And indeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him in Shechem. It says, Vayavu Avram Ba'aretz Ad Makom Shechem. Avram Avinu came into Eretz Yisrael till Shechem. And then it says, Vayera Hashem El Avram Vayomer Lizarecha Nosati Es Ha'aretz Hazos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avram, and he said to him, I'm giving this land to your children. Meaning, not just Eretz Yisrael generally, but specifically, this is the land, this is the area in Shechem where I want you to set up shop and to begin spreading the Dvar Hashem within Eretz Yisrael. This also explains, says the Sfarno, some geography which is described by the Pasuk, which seems on the surface to be extraneous. It says in the Pasuk that Vayavur Avram Ba'aretz Pasuk Vav Ad Mekom Shechem. Hashem revealed himself to Avram in Shechem, Vayomer Lazarucha Eten Es Ha'aretz Hazos, Vayiven Shom Mizbeach LaShem Hanira Elov. And he built a Mizbeach, he built an altar to Hashem in Shechem. Vayatek Misham Haharo, he then left Shechem to go to the mountains. Mikedem LeBeis El, he was east of Beis El, Vayet Ohalo, and he set up his tent. Beis El Miyom VeHo'ay Mikedem. Beis El was to the west, and the city of Ai was to the east. In other words, he set himself up halfway, it seems like, between Beis El and Ai. Vayiven Shom Izbeach LaShem, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. There, between these two areas, Beis El and Ai, he built a Mizbeach, he built another altar, and he called out in the name of Hashem. Now, why is it important for us to know that Beis El Miyam, V'Ha'ai Mikedem, that he was between Beis El and Ai, that Ai was to the east, Beis El was to the west. Why do I care exactly what cities were around there? So the Sfarno writes the following short idea, but I think a very powerful idea. He set himself, Bein Beis El Miyam, V'Ha'ai Mikedem, Pasuk Ches, writes the Sfarno, Bein Shtei Ayoros Gedolos, Beis El and Ai were both large towns, they had large populations, and Avraham Avinu deliberately set himself up in that area between those two cities. Now remember, he was in Shechem, he built a Mizbeach in Shechem because Hashem appeared to him in Shechem. But there doesn't seem to be any divine communication that you should pitch your tent and build a Mizbeach halfway between Beis El and Ai. So what was going on over there? What prompted him to do that? So these were two major cities. says the Svarno, Leman yirbu haba'im l'shmoa b'koro b'shem Hashem. By setting himself up midway between two cities, Avraham Avinu was maximizing the number of people who would come to hear him. He figured, if I set myself up in Beis El, so the people from Beis El will come. If I set myself up in Ai, the people from Ai will come. If I set myself up halfway between Beis El and Ai, you know, so to speak, on the New York-New Jersey border, so then I'll be able to attract people from both sides, and I can maximize the number of people that I can spread the word of Hashem to as I disseminate his word. And that explains the actions that Avraham Avinu continues to take in the next pasuk. Vayisa Avraham halach v'nasoa hanegba. Avraham Avinu continued to travel southward. Why southward? What's he running around? What's he trying to do with all of these movements? So the Svarno writes, lo halach l'mizrach v'lo l'marav. He went southward, but he deliberately took a straight line south as opposed to going either to the east or to the west. Shelo lintos me'achas m'shtei ha'ayoros sh'ischilu k'sason l'moshech acharav. Avraham Avinu was afraid that if he moved either too much to the east or too much to the west, so that would favor either Beis El or Ai at the expense of the other town. They would feel that Avraham Avinu was moving away from them, and they would stop interacting with Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu wanted to try to maximize the number of people that he'd have an influence on, so even as he moved down south, he didn't move in an eastward or westward direction. He went straight south so that he could try to maintain this kesha, this connection to the people of Ai, to the people of Beis El, these two great cities, without losing the kesher in any way. In other words, Avraham Avinu employed many of the strategies that are still used today by people who are involved in outreach, keep that connection and maximize it to as many people as possible. And all of this was part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to do when he came to Eretz Yisrael. There's a curious phrase that's said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu in the beginning of the Parsha, and the Svarno provides an interesting and a unique way of understanding it. So, in the very beginning of the parasha, after telling Avraham Avinu that he should go to this land, which Hashem will show him, Hashem proceeds to give brachos to Avraham Avinu. Ve'escha l'goy gadol, I'll make you a great nation. Va'avorechecha, I'll bless you. Va'gadlo shemecha, I'll make your name great. Ve'yei bracha, and you will be a bracha. What does it mean that you will be a bracha? So the Mefarshim give different interpretations. Perhaps it means ve'yei bracha, that you'll have the power to give brachas to others. Perhaps it means that when people bless their own children, they'll mention Avraham Avinu. Right? We have the practice, we bless our sons, we say Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Chemenasha, as we follow the bracha of Yaakov Avinu. But before Yaakov Avinu gave that bracha, apparently people would bless their children. Yisimcha Elokim Kavram, that's one way of understanding Ve'yei Bracha. You will be the paradigm that will be mentioned whenever people want to give brachas to their children. The Svarno has an altogether different understanding of this phrase. And he writes as follows. Birkas Hashem, he sheyismach Hashem b'ma'asov. What does it mean to bless Hashem? Right? So as the Svarno is going to tell us in just a moment, we find Mamari Chazal that seem to talk about human beings blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What could that possibly mean? So giving a bracha to Hashem means creating a state of affairs that Hashem is happy with what his creations are doing. And that's the pshat, says the Svarno, in the following Maimur Chazal. If you don't know the Maimur Chazal, you certainly know the Avram Fried song. K'mo sh'om Rabu Seinu zichronom livracha. Chazal say at the very beginning of Masechta Brachos that Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, the very last of the Kohanim Gedolim of the second Beis HaMikdosh, once came into the Kodesh HaKodoshim on Yom Kippur. And he says, and I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Kodesh HaKodoshim, whatever that means exactly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol said to me, Yishmael b'ni barcheini, Yishmael my son, give me a bracha. That's, so the Svarna quotes this, and he quotes the continuation of that Gemara, Amarti lo. So instead of saying, what do you mean I should give you a bracha? Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol says, okay, you want a bracha? Ribbono Shel Olam, I'll give you a bracha. What's the bracha? Yiratzo mufanecha, sheyich b'shu rachmechos kascha, may it be your will that your mercy overpower your anger, and your compassion should overpower what otherwise might have been your attributes of divine justice. And, you know, basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, may it be your will that you'll have compassion on Klal Yisrael, not punish them, not deal with them harshly. And that's the bracha which I can give you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very hard Gemara on the surface to understand. I mean, usually a bracha means that the person who's the recipient of the bracha is lacking in power, and you're trying to invoke some greater power, the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bestow something upon that person who is lesser in power, who's lacking in power, who is perhaps powerless. But what does it mean to invoke HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha, you know, to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu by asking him to bestow his mercy upon Klal Yisrael? That doesn't sound like blessing Hashem. That sounds like blessing Klal Yisrael. So what does it mean, Yishmael b'ni barcheini? So explains the Svarno. So according to what we explained, the Gemara means as follows. A bracha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that he should be happy with the way that we act. In what sense is that a bracha? So let's go back to the definition of a bracha that we just gave a few moments ago. What's a bracha? A bracha means that someone who doesn't have the power to carry something out should be granted something special by someone who does have the power to bestow that. Ironically, there's one area in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, not that he doesn't have power, but he chooses not to exercise this power. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyiras shamayim. The Gemara says everything's in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, except for whether we have yiras shamayim. In other words, if we do the mitzvos, if we don't do the mitzvos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created the world in such a way that he's not going to force us to do mitzvos. He's going to allow it to be in our hands entirely as to whether we do what's right or we do what's wrong. If that's the case, so the only way, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu has set up the universe, the only way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can achieve this simcha, this nachas from our behavior, is through us. So ironically, in that sense, we can give HaBracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we act in the right way, we are bestowing a certain gift upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, he could force us to do Torah mitzvahs, he certainly could do that, but he has chosen not to force us to do that which is right. So if we choose of our own volition to do what's right, we're giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu a gift, we're giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu a bracha, we're giving him something that under normal circumstances he would not choose himself to, you know, to take for himself. So that's the sense in which Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol gave a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, I really hope that we, the Jewish people, act appropriately. And if we act appropriately, that is the ultimate bracha to Hashem. So what does that have to do with Avraham Avinu? So Amar im kein, heye li bracha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, veye bracha, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu making a demand of Avraham Avinu. This is different than the way the other Mefarshim explain it. Again, as other Mefarshim say, Ayei Bracha, I'm giving you the power of giving brachas to others. Or if Ayei Bracha, I'm giving you a covenant that when people bless their children, they're going to invoke the name of Avraham Avinu. According to the Svarno, HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't giving Avraham Avinu any power or any responsibility. He's basically giving him a mandate. What's the mandate? Ayei Bracha, act in such a way that you will be a source of bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you do such a thing? Avraham Avinu, I want you to spend life contemplating what's right and acquiring shleimus, making your way, working towards perfection, Usalamed das es ha'am. And by teaching the people the right way to act, the intelligent way to act. So Ve'yei Bracha is the mandate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to Avram Avinu. And right here in the beginning of Parashas Lech Lecha, Avram Avinu begins to fulfill that mandate. The mandate of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to lame das es ha'am, go out there and teach people about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Avram Avinu, as we saw just a few psukim before, goes out and tries to spread himself around Eretz Yisrael as much as possible, trying to maximize the number of people that he's going to teach. We should just point out in conclusion, based on the Shiurim last week, the mandate that Hashem gives to Avraham Avinu is very much juxtaposed with the way that Noach acted. Noach, as we saw from the Svarno, did teach the people, but he didn't quite teach the people properly. He taught the people to be good because society would be benefited by people being good. He should have taught the people to be good because HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of the people to be good. Avraham Avinu was given the mandate to go beyond what Noach had done, to teach the people to do right because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And in that way, Ve'yei Bracha, Avraham Avinu, be the source of HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejoicing in his creations when they do the right thing. Okay, Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lezakus, Yisrael. Lefikach, Hirbo Lahem,